Dr. Buxton, breast cancer is the most common cancer among women in the United States, with annually 232,000 being diagnosed and approximately 40,000 resulting in death. Although we have seen great progress in the screening, diagnosis, treatment, and even survival of the disease, we know that there is still much controversy regarding the most effective treatment or treatments. You and your research team are presently conducting research on breast cancer. What exactly are you looking at?
We're interested in the process by which breast tumor cells are able to leave the breast and create disease elsewhere in the body. The reason we need to care about that is that in breast cancer, if the tumors were restricted only to the breast, then surgical procedures would cure breast cancer, but they don't. We know that those cells leave, and we know that disease occurs sometimes many decades later. So we want to understand the metastatic process in order to find ways to prevent these distant tumors from growing.
So have you discovered any new major breakthroughs?
We've discovered a protein that is elaborated by breast cancer cells. Now, what we study are cells from women who can let us have those cells to study in the laboratory. Since they're cells from women, our findings are certainly relevant to the disease in women. But of course, we don't study women per se. We're putting their cells into animals. And what we've discovered is that there's a protein that is released by these cells, and we know that it participates in the cells being able to gain access to the bloodstream and then distribute to different parts of the body. And a particular finding that we have made at the moment is we know how the cell packages and releases this protein. And by knowing that and studying that process, we've been able to cure, if you will, breast cancer in mice. What I mean by that is we've been able to prevent the development of metastases in a model, a mouse model of the human disease.
So this is a new major breakthrough. What has precipitated this?
First of all, there's a continual drive by people like myself to answer questions. It's what science is all about. But what we have been able to do recently is discover these tiny, tiny vesicles that are released from the cancer cells because, frankly, the state of Nevada, through the Attorney General's Office and the Consumer Products Division, has allowed us to spend some money on a very special microscope. We call it a super resolution microscope, and it allows us to see structures that cannot be seen with conventional microscopes.
So with these findings, how does this research impact oncologists and surgeons who have a typical practice and model for treating women with breast cancer?
I think what we have now done will be helpful for several reasons. First, we've been able to detect this protein in the bloodstream of women who have breast cancer. Now, it's early days, but if we're right, and if we can type the stage of breast cancer that a woman may have, together with the appearance of this in her bloodstream and when it appears, if we can put that together, then the benefit is a direct one that translates to a physician being able to use that kind of information as we develop techniques and methodologies to detect early breast cancer.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines from KUNR Reno Public Radio. I'm Rochelle O'Driscoll, and today we are talking about new research being done for the treatment of breast cancer at the University of Nevada School of Medicine. Dr. Buxton, there have been some recent research articles published in national journals that relate to and possibly support your research. Can you tell us more about those?
The question for many patients and physicians has been, what does it mean in terms of my risk as a patient if I have something called DCIS? This is ductal carcinoma in situ. In situ is Latin. It means in place. It means that there's something in the breast detected on a mammogram that is unusual. The trouble with this finding is that it's as if our diagnostic abilities have overreached our understanding and our treatment options. What these investigators did was describe the likelihood that if a patient had this condition, whether or not they would develop breast cancer. So this is called stage zero breast cancer. And many patients who have a mammogram and a suspicious finding don't have cancer and will not develop cancer in their lifetime. Now, the way in which that information relates to us is that we think we can tell, at least experimentally, whether or not DCIS will lead to eventual breast cancer because this protein and these small vesicles called exosomes would appear to be correlated with the process of metastases being developed. It's a very complicated problem because a woman who has a diagnosis early on may not develop disease that can take her life for decades.
So what you're saying, if I get this right, is if a woman has a mammogram, there's a suspicious mass or tumor in there, you would be able to hopefully diagnose whether or not it should just stay there or whether it should be treated.
Yes. Now, there are studies ongoing now in which women who have a specific type of breast cancer, and by type here, what we mean is that the cells possess certain proteins that characterize them as, for instance, hormone sensitive. All right, so such a cell would have a receptor for estrogen. The question is, since we have drugs that can block those receptors and slow the growth of those tumors, should we be doing surgery? And so there's a study ongoing now in which women are being offered a choice, and there may be some benefit here to not taking the tumor out of the breast or at least not doing so immediately.
Well, your research is still under development and being tested. If someone close to you was diagnosed with cancer today, what advice would you give them?
The first thing I would do is I would want someone who I care about to understand the biology of this disease. Now, that doesn't mean that this person needs to be an expert. So I'd do a lot of education. I would be describing the weaknesses in arguments. I'd be describing the strength of evidence. Because you see, this is a scary thing. If you tell a woman that she has a finding in a mammogram, you've scared her, and for 2 weeks you can't tell her yes or no it's likely to be cancer. Then you have to do another test, and money gets spent, and people get fearful. So we've got to take the fear out of the equation by putting knowledge in its place. I frankly would also have nutritional suggestions. In fact, let me tell you that I recently spoke to the Komen Survivors Group, and one of the ladies followed up my talk by writing an email and asking me this exact question that you've posed to me, and I was able to make suggestions to her. I don't know that she'll follow them, but I think the discussion was helpful. I think being able to talk about the problem and consider options is a really important step in the care of a patient.
What are your next steps?
Well, this is pretty exciting. So one of the first things that I have to be able to do is encourage a relationship with clinicians that allows us to have blood samples from breast cancer patients. Now, remember, we're talking about two groups that we can say are at high risk. A woman who has a very early diagnosis, she is at higher risk than a woman who says has that diagnosis at 50 years old. The other group that is of great interest here is an African-American lady who, just by virtue of her ethnicity, has a higher risk. And this has been proven to be something like 3 to 4 times the risk for another woman at the same age. So in those groups, we may be able to obtain evidence of the presence of this protein in their bloodstream correlated with the progression of their disease. Now, it's a big job. It takes a large number of patients to establish those correlations. In the laboratory, what we hope to do is be able to look at different stages of breast cancer development that can be approximated in culture and ask questions about those cells and about this exosome process, being able to image this with the super-resolution microscope to correlate what proteins are there. You see, if we know everything about that exosome, we have a multiple table of therapeutic targets. And some of those targets will have small molecules that can work to inhibit them or to change their nature. So It's about drug development, and it's about moving therapies from the laboratory to the bedside.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Buxton, for joining us today and for sharing your information about the exciting research that you and your colleagues are doing to help thousands of women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Thank you very much, Rochelle. It was a joy talking to you today.